Morning, Glory America. Bonjour. Hi, Canada. The most serious issue in the world is what is Putin going to do next in Ukraine? We are joined by the former Allied Supreme Commander of NATO, Admiral James Stavridis, retired, now chairman of the Rockefeller Foundation, also a member of the Carlyle Group. Good morning, Admiral. Welcome back.
Hey, Hugh. Great to hear your voice.
Good to talk to you, Admiral. Admiral, let me put this bluntly. How do you assess the risk of Russia using a nuclear weapon?
I think it's very low, actually, but we ought to be concerned about it. Two different flavors of nuclear weapons, strategic, no way. Putin is not interested in destroying the world. I'll give him this. He loves his country. He knows a nuclear strategic exchange would destroy Russia. He's not going there. I would park that off to one side. Could he use a tactical nuclear weapon? Doesn't get him much, Hugh. They're hard to use on a battlefield. It would be difficult to target because the Ukrainians are on a very broad military front. Could he use it to take out a major city, I suppose? But it doesn't really help him tactically. It causes the world to turn, I think, in a very unified way to include China and India against him. And he can achieve a lot of those effects using massive dumb bomb air attacks. So when I roll it all together, I think it's unlikely he goes tactical nuke, but I would put it at about a 10% chance simply because Putin is unpredictable. He may choose to, if you will, flip the table. So very low chance, but not completely negligible tactical nuke would be my summary.
Now, Admiral, I don't know if you read John Ellis's news items every morning. I do. It's sort of my comprehensive show prep before I begin. And item number three jumped out at me this morning. Three, the risks of a breakdown of the world financial system have risen to levels only seen during past crises as the global economy confronts the aftershocks from the coronavirus pandemic and Russia's invasion of Ukraine, according to the International Monetary Fund. The Washington-based organization warned on Tuesday that the danger of rapid disorderly declines in prices of stocks and other assets and urged central banks to carefully and clearly calibrate their necessary efforts to reduce sky-high inflation. Quote, the global environment is very fragile, IMF financial counselor Tobias Adrian wrote in a foreword to the fund's latest global financial stability report. Quote, financial stability risks have increased and the balance of risk is tilted to the downside. The reason I joined that to the Putin discussion is if he wants to wreck the world's economy the way the world has wrecked his economy, he uses one tactical nuclear weapon, Admiral. Am I right?
I think it would create a massive response globally and economically and be very dangerous. So I think the key word in everything you just said is fragile. And so what we ought to be doing about it is signaling to Putin that if he uses a tactical nuclear weapon, the immediate consequences will be severe and potentially very personal for him. And what I mean by that is stripping his economic support system, I would say he uses a tactical nuke. I think NATO would then put in a no-fly zone. That would defeat any chance he has of success, even in the limited efforts he's taking today in Ukraine. Show him the consequences so he understands just how dangerous that would be. And I'll conclude with this, Hugh. This is the point that China and India, their leaders, Xi and Modi, need to be making to Putin, that it's unacceptable to use a nuke, not only for all the moral and ethical reasons, but also for the economic reasons that the analyst points out.
Now, Admiral, here's what I'm worried about, is that Putin is a greedy son of a gun, as are all of the oligarchs, and they've lost a lot of money. If you tell them, I'm going to use a tactical nuke, low yield, but a tactical nuke, and markets will plummet, they can short the market and make their money back. And I am talking about the way diabolical Snidely Whiplash thinks and acts. If they can survive it, if they can de-escalate to de-escalate, they can also make a fortune off of that, correct?
Yeah, I think you escalate to de-escalate. Potentially, they could make short-term gains. But again, Hugh, our ability to monitor investment is quite sophisticated, and I think they would be foolish to believe they could get away with a short scheme along those lines. They'd have to have an infinite number of cutouts to make that work. I think the global system is prepared for that move and would be able to blunt it.
Okay, you have confidence that I don't have. I want to play for you the president's response to Jake Tapper last night, cut 28.
Do you think Putin is a rational actor?
I think he is a rational actor who's miscalculated significantly. I think he thought, you may recall, I pointed out that they were going to invade, that all those 100,000 or more troops there, and no one believed that he was going to invade Ukraine. You listen to what he says. If you listen to the speech he made after when that decision was being made, he talked about the whole idea of he was needed to be the leader of Russia that united all the Russian speakers. I mean, it just I just think it's irrational.
So if he's not rational and
no, I didn't say he's not rational.
You said the speech is.
I think the speech is okay. His objectives were not. I think he thought he's going to be welcomed with open arms. That this has been the home of Mother Russia in Kyiv, and where he was going to be welcomed. And I think he just totally miscalculated.
Admiral, so your reaction to the exchange.
Here's where I am on Putin. I think Putin is rational. I don't think we're dealing with Mad King George with nuclear weapons here. I don't think he sees dead people. I think he's entirely sane, and I think if you put yourself in his shoes, his KGB officer loafers, and you realize that he truly believes the breakup of the Soviet Union was the greatest tragedy of the 20th century, and he actually believes that Russia's nationalist destiny includes ownership of Ukraine, and you listen to him, it's a rational line of thought. It just happens to be wrong and built on a lot of falsehoods and also is full of propaganda and nonsense that's deliberately inserted. For example, saying that the regime in Kyiv are a bunch of Nazis, which clearly they're not. So, yeah, he's a rational actor. He's a spy master who has ascended to great power, and we ought to understand what it is he's saying and thinking and doing so we can stay a step or two ahead of him. So, yes, I think Putin is rational but very dangerous.
Yeah, I wish the president had said that. He didn't. Last comment, Admiral. Financial Times reporting on the appointment of Sergei Sorokin to be the general in charge. He is known as General Armageddon. Sukhran is like Marshal Zhukov, commander of the Soviet Union. He's a tough guy who knows how to run a war. He's a real beast, not some dumb vodka-drinking guy or a pseudo-intellectual. He's a real fighter. He isn't scared to tell the higher-ups the truth. What do you make of the appointment? What's it portend?
Well, there's a philosophical piece and a practical piece. The philosophical piece is that everybody who Putin has had in command, and by the way, he's hired three army generals. This guy is an Air Force general. He's the head of their Air Force. But every one of his predecessors was, quote, a tough guy, a general who destroyed cities in Syria, who fought in Chechnya. So he's simply one more philosophically general, in this case an Air Force general instead of an Army general. So philosophically, no change here. Practically, that's the point. He's an Air Force general. He's in command of their Air Force. He's been picked because the army has failed so far, but also because Putin is shifting to a campaign of air attack because he can't make the ground work. So he's going to go to the air, and he's going to try and do a attack London with V2 kind of blitzes going after the cities, hoping to break the morale of the Ukrainians. I think it's a bad bet. I think this general will fail like the previous three. He just happens to be wearing an Air Force uniform instead of an Army uniform.
We've got a minute left, Admiral. Ukraine said it reclaimed five more settlements in the key southern region of Kherson. And there's also reports of Russian troops being exhausted and throwing down weapons. Could they collapse in Ukraine? What would that trigger in Moscow?
Yeah, they could collapse. and I don't think they will. I think there's enough that's going to flow toward those front lines. But if there is a collapse, boy, that puts Vladimir Putin on pretty thin ice.
And it takes your 10%, maybe a little bit higher, or a lot higher. Admiral Stavridis, always a pleasure. Thank you, Admiral. I'll be right back, America.